Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
God bless you. It's an awesome breakthrough morning devotion, and I strongly believe that God has a word for you that will transform you forever. I want to share with you an extension of what I started with last week on encounters. But today I want to talk about the danger of having a spiritual encounter. You see, we usually would, as men of God, speak to you about how big, but not show you everything that has to do with it. And so the precautions necessary to be taken when it comes to spiritual encounters, a lot of us are clueless about it. And number two, many people will attribute the effect of a divine encounter to the devil, because we have not been schooled in the things of the Holy Ghost and in the things of the Spirit. In my little years of about 23 years of ministry, since I started pastoring, it's not been long with the Lord Jesus and with the Holy Ghost, but 23 years is quite much to see a lot. I want to share with you a very delicate matter. Painstakingly, many have attributed it to encounters of the devil. And I remember whilst I was growing up, it was said that people went to call saints and afomutrim. And I remember those days, especially in the 80s and the 90s, when I was growing up in the Lord. I had many a time that we were cautioned never to call saints and never to invoke and evoke angels, because it's dangerous. That precaution really helped me, especially with my background where I was coming from. Of course, being a pastor's child, there were many times people were rushed into our homes because of a certain manifestation that was taking place that nobody could handle, but needed intervention of a man of God. The first time in my little experience where I saw such a manifestation was in secondary school when I was the SU president of Laboni. Just by the way, we were at the Brilliant Science and Math Squeeze, which we had waited for a long time. Mm-hmm. Thank God we finally found ourselves there. Mm-hmm. Being there alone was enough. Not to have won, mm-hmm, but just to be there. Because there are many schools in Ghana, not all schools were there. The other day I was telling Pastor Brenda that how many schools from Accra were at the Brilliant Science and Math Squeeze? Fifi, how many schools? About four. You are not getting it. You have gone for Brilla, so you don't know what it means.
What it means.
Thank God we also repped. Charlie, we used to pray. It was a task of prayer. We are going to Brela.
There was a struggle.
Oh, but that's all fine. That was just, by the way. So I remember in 1997 to 1998, that was when I was SU president of Laboni Secondary School.
How old was I at that time?
And I doubled as the chapel prefect also. Okay. Jaso Fujumane
Shasia.
First time I saw that, I got confused. I wondered what was happening. We were in a meeting. And all of a sudden, one of our executives, that's the Scripture Union executives, screamed. And we felt that she was in prayer. Because we're all praying. She screamed. And now she was screaming and started running around the room as if to say something was scaring her. She went back and back and back and started pointing in a direction, only screaming. And I was in the meeting. And I was the one handling the meeting. I was confused. Little boy. Not so grown as today. And instantly, she fell. Under the power. Her eyes were opened. They were not shutting. Her jaws were locked. They were not closing. Her fists were hardened. They were not loosening. And she looked like she was dazed in a certain place. Is this a demon or is God?
You've described epileptic attack.
It was not epilepsy. I know epilepsy. She was not foaming in the mouth. She screamed because we saw the reaction.
Okay.
Pointing at something that was coming towards her and she was going back. And we saw her fall under the power.
Okay.
She didn't jerk. She went under the power quietly. And instantly, her eyes were not closed. Her tongue was not pulling out. Okay. She was just like that. And she remained hard in that position. I went down to pray for her and I asked the others to surround so we can pray for her. When we prayed for her, her fist loosened, but her mouth was not shut and her eyes were not closed. We sat her in a chair for close to 4 hours. She was in another place that we didn't know. Small boys, we are loving God. We don't even know what we're dealing with. Our patron was also out of town. It was not these days of phone calls that you can just pick a phone and just call. There was nothing like that. There was no mobile phones then. You are the SU president. Deal with it.
Last killer.
I was confused. Should we pour water on her? But she had not fainted. So water on her would not make any meaning. So we kept praying. Then I realized something. The harder we prayed,
the more she was going.
So I said, stop the prayer. What is this? The more we pray, hard, then she got lost the more. With no manifestations. And I could see how her eyes were looking. And she was getting more absent-minded. So I asked that the prayer should be stopped. And we dismissed everybody. And we, the key leaders, sat around her. And we wondered, should we take her to the hospital? What will we go and say at the hospital? That we were praying? What is wrong with this lady? And she is not even blinking. You see, there was no sign of... It was no fake. It was so real. It was... Oh, I put myself in that. It was not like a religious spirit. I have dealt with some of them at that time.
Yeah.
And I could... No, this was different.
Oh, even as at SU,
yes.
You had dealt with
religious spirit. Of course.
Okay.
Fifi, whilst I was in first year, I had driven spirits out. And, you know, I had come from a pastoral background. Okay. And so dealing with evil spirits and all of that, at least in my small way,
you know,
I had driven some devils out of some of my classmates one time or the other, even back in JHS.
Okay.
I've told you my first preaching and my first, prayer meeting that I handled in church all by myself. I was 8 years old. I told you before.
Yes, Papa.
So my exposure to ministry was very, very early. Very, very early. And I used to sing in church as a little boy. Very little. I can go back. And I'm not exaggerating. My first singing in church was 6 years, when I was six.
Wow.
It was at a 31st all-night right. meeting. And I remember the song that I sang.
Interesting.
I can remember the memory and the gifts that I received at that 31st service as I was singing. I so remember. And so that's just a background of
where you're coming
where from. I'm coming from. And so we just didn't know what to do. We stepped out and we're discussing it. And we left the other brethren in there. About the time we came back, she just turned, came to herself and asked, where are the others? We're praying, why? What happened? Then we told her, you started screaming and pointing in a direction. That was when she came to tell us that Jesus was in our meeting. And she saw Jesus. Now the thing became sweet. We all sat we said, wow.
Jesus was here.
Jesus was here. And she described the encounter with the things that the Lord told her about our school. She gave personal prophecies of what the Lord was going to do with some of us. And I remember some of the things that she said about me. And they are manifesting till date.
You are seeing them manifest till date.
Till date. Still where I folded my hands.
Yes, Papa.
Many years later, I was in church preaching 2005-2006. All of a sudden, I saw fire. It was a room that had a slab, not roof, a slab. I saw fire come through the slab, the concrete slab, and open the concrete slab. And the fire landed. Instantly, a hand drew me and pulled me into the fire. And I went through the fire. Shoo! I was all by myself. Nobody around. In the midst of the fire. I don't know how long I was there. Caught up into the heavens. I don't go into the details of my encounters. But for the purpose of this, I'm describing what happened to me. After a while that I cannot tell, I was preaching and I got lost in the spirit. I took a step and I was there whilst I was preaching. So from that time to whatever, I cannot tell. Only for me to recover, and I couldn't speak to anybody. I had things to say, but couldn't utter. The sense of speech was gone. I became dumb for that time. I recovered my speech around 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so all I was doing was writing whatever I had to say. I had to write. I don't know if Pastor David and Pastor Brenda, together with Pastor Philo, will remember that. They surely will. Because I had to go home without talking. I couldn't talk to anybody. And whatever thing I had to say, I had to write it. That was then. About 2 to 3 years later, I was ministering on campus. That was when this song came, glory, 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 glory. I walked into the meeting to preach. The moment I walked into the meeting, the keyboardist hit a chord, and it was not earthly. I had never heard anything like that before. That day, whatever he played was not here in the world. I was carried in the spirit instantly, and I saw glory cloud fill the whole room, and everybody was taken into that cloud. It was a rapture event. Everybody was caught up in that cloud. And I don't know as many people that remember that meeting who are even watching right now. It was EYO meeting, Excellent Youth Outreach. Those were the days when I used to stroll a lot with Reverend Dr. G.W. Atta. And everybody was captured in that glory. I was to preach. I couldn't preach. And it was all that song, one word, glory, 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 glory. And I was not singing. I was just telling them that, can you see glory? That was what I was trying to communicate. But I couldn't come to speak in human words.
What was happening?
See, glory is here. And the only thing that would come out of my mouth, glory. There was, everything was suspended and only one word was left on my tongue, glory. So as I was singing and saying that, I don't remember anything again. The faintest thing I realized was I was carried and put in a car. I don't know how the meeting ended. I don't know what happened. I don't remember anything. The next thing I realized that it was around 1 a.m. and I had brethren sitting by me in my room. And I was wondering what it was. And when I came to myself, I couldn't talk. I was dumb. Till the next morning, around 10, I regained my senses. Encounters are dangerous. My first ever encounter in my life when I saw the Lord Jesus, I nearly went blind. The flash of light that came from his face. I can remember the pain that flashed through my eyes. Instantly, I went down. And then he came and said, fear not. Why am I saying all of these things? I can iterate several meetings. Where encounters needed precaution. Don't follow encounters. Oh, don't follow encounters. Don't strive. I want encounter. If God has planned an encounter for you, it will come. You can desire for it and pray for it. But don't scheme for it. Don't let other people's testimonies of encounter, intimidate your ministry for you to think that you are not called of God. No. It can be dangerous. I've spoken about me, so now let me go back and speak about others. We're in a meeting. And I was laying hands. All of a sudden, I attacked Pastor Daniel. He flew and started running through the woods. It was not a church setting. We're in a certain village. He ran through the woods. Nobody knew where he was going. And where he was headed to a whatever we don't know. And it was a kind of a forested area and was running through the bush. He went into the bush and was just going. He's the only person who can tell us what happened to him. The moment I touched him, take it. He ran out. We're in a room. He ran out of the room, stepped out, and was just running on his way. Then I said, come on, Montano. Then he gave them a serious run. It was about four or five guys that had to run after him
to go and get him.
And he was lost. And they brought him back. And he was dazed. I remember, and I think you would because you were in church at that time, at the administration, I was preaching. And those were the days I used to carry people in a certain frequency. Till the Lord warned me and said, go at their level, not at your level. We went so deep in the Holy Ghost that this young man stepped out from his seat, stepped in front of the altar, and was wondering whether I was a man or I was. He was watching me. And I could tell, but I didn't know what he was going through. He watched, and it was like he was looking at somebody who was not me. All of a sudden, the power of God came upon him. And he was lost for 5 days. Didn't eat, didn't bath. We had to carry him home and go and lay him on a bed. Lost in the Holy Ghost, 5 days. Encounters are dangerous. I remember one other meeting where I was praying for people. I remember this dear lady so well. She was in the line. She got to me. I touched her and instantly she flipped. She started screaming as if something was coming towards her. I prayed for her and I calmed her down. Fifi, the lady will not calm. We did whatever. She was in that ecstasy for close to 6 hours. Encounters are dangerous. She recovered with her own story. Let's get into the scripture and find out if these things really happen. The marks of divine presence. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, we're just going to read a lot of scriptures and then I'll explain them.
Okay. Ezekiel 3:15.
Yes.
Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv.
At Tel Aviv.
Then dwelt by the river of Heba. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days.
I was astonished.
Among them.
I was awestruck. I was displaced in my thoughts. for 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of the 7 days
that the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
hold on. Why is it that a lot, you see, when, especially,
Lord have mercy.
7 days. You have an encounter. You are astonished. Displays in your thoughts. 7 days. Sit at one place. 7 days.
Your sensory perceptions are suspended.
Suspended. Let's see what happened to John in the revelation of Jesus.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me,
saying
unto me, fear not.
Fear not.
I am the first and the last.
It was like I was dead. Let's look at Daniel. We've seen the account of Ezekiel.
John.
We've seen the account of John. There are many more. But let's look at the account of Daniel. His is a lot.
So he came near where I stood.
Uh-huh.
When he came, I was afraid. And fell upon my face. But he said unto me,
uh-huh,
understand, O son of man.
O son of man.
For the time of the end shall
be the vision. 18.
Now as he was speaking with me,
uh-huh,
I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But he touched me and set me upright.
All right.
And I, Daniel, fainted,
mm-hmm,
and was sick,
mm-hmm,
certain days afterward.
Because of an encounter, he fell sick.
Wow.
He fainted. You can faint because of an encounter. It was the same thing that John was saying.
Mm.
I fell at his feet as dead. What is the closest thing to death? We're fainting. Daniel, fainted. And you see, after he recovered from the fainting, he was sick and he couldn't tell us how long. He said, certain days. Listen, you can have an encounter and it will give you temperature, fever, serious fever because of an encounter. Let's go back and read it again.
So,
and I was sick certain days, he said. Afterward, I rose up. So now he's recovered. And did the king's business.
And I was astonished at the vision.
But
none understood it.
It's dangerous to live your life around encounters. You must have precaution. And you must be ready for what it takes. In the 80s and 90s, when a person had an encounter and was astonished, they said he went to invoke demons. And so for many people, they think that, oh, friend, mommy, what I know about, and it's me fat. Oh, Fred, Papa, what I know about NFL team. Uko de see now Fred, a woof for no more NFL team. So, anybody that has such an encounter was said to have gone to invoke a contrary spirit. And I've heard many men of God say, if it is God, that shouldn't have happened to him. There were young boys, and I know especially the elderly who have been in the Pentecostal charismatic movement for a long while might have attributed a lot of encounters in the Pentecostal wave to the invocation and evocation of angels or contrary spirits. And then there were prophets who would now say, no, 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 that was not a contrary spirit. It was the Lord that was revealing himself to him or to her, but he did not have capacity to handle it. Or it overwhelmed his spirit. So we must know that you can have an encounter and fall sick as a result of that encounter. And who knows what kind of a sickness it can be. If this is true, Let's go to the book of Acts and we'll come back to the book of Daniel. And let us look at Paul's encounters. Please listen. He was sick, Daniel says. You cannot determine the kind of sickness you are going to get by an encounter. Because an encounter can be dangerous and make you sick. And I mean sick with any kind of disease. It's not like sick like headaches or fever. Jesus. And you will finish the encounter with a sickness.
Jacob became crippled after.
You are getting it now. I was going to put that one as last. You can finish an encounter and become paralyzed. And encounter. We need an encounter. You don't even know what you are talking about. It's a dangerous terrain that certain group of people in certain countries are hyping for the generation and the youth. It's dangerous. It is not something we should be encouraging for people to get themselves into. But it is not something we should preach against also. We need the balance. Because if you don't teach the balance, you will end up with casualties and destroy the lives of people. The painful thing is that, no, let's deal with Paul. Then we'll come back and deal with Jacob. Jacob is the climax.
Okay, Papa. Acts 9:3. And as he journeyed. He came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth. And heard a voice saying unto
Encounter.
Him,
Saul.
Why persecutest thou me?
Read on.
And he said, Who art thou, Lord?
And the Lord said,
I am Jesus. Whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Six.
And he trembling.
And
astonished.
Do you see the same thing? What happened to Daniel? What happened to John? What happened to Ezekiel? It's happening to Paul. And he was what? Astonished and said,
Lord, what would thou have me to do?
And the Lord said,
Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.
Keep on reading.
And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless.
Now,
hearing a voice,
but
seeing no man.
Read on.
You're also having an encounter.
You're also having your own encounter. It's called the overflow of being in that atmosphere of encounters. And Saul arose from the earth.
And when his eyes were opened, he saw no man.
Blinded. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Read on.
And he was 3 days without sight. Neither did eat nor drink.
An encounter can make you blind. 3 days, he couldn't see anybody without sight. Why don't we talk about these things also? So that people can know that this realm of encounter is dangerous. So we have a generation of men and women who think that these are little boys' terrain, like playing with toys. No. This is not Nintendo. It's not Nintendo games. It's dangerous. So the mark of divine presence, sickness. Is that not what we are talking about? Does it sound well?
Not at all.
Does it sound palatable and delightful?
Not at all.
He was 3 days without sight. Neither did eat nor drink. What is the mark of divine presence? Have you fallen sick before, after an encounter? It tells the depth of the encounter. You have not gone blind. You have not become dumb. You haven't had depths in encounters. The encounter that you're always talking about are shallow realms. If it's deep, something will happen to you.
There's an effect in your
body.
We
will all come and see the effect in your body.
And know that you had an encounter.
We will know.
No need to tell us.
No, we will know.
Wow.
Now, look at this. We all know the story how that now the Lord appeared to Ananias, came to pray for him, and the Bible says something like scales fell off from his eyes. As if that's not enough. Let us go to Galatians chapter 4. Do you know that Paul now could, after Ananias had prayed for him, he lived with the remains of this encounter for the rest of his life? Paul, by reason of an encounter, could not see well the rest of his life.
The man of God, Paul.
Ah, Massa.
He couldn't receive healing of that.
For the rest of his life.
He had to live with that man.
He lived with partial blindness.
Meanwhile, he was healing the blind.
Of course. As a witness that you have had an encounter.
Wow.
Let's read Galatians 4:14.
Galatians 4:14.
Uh-huh.
And my temptation,
uh-huh,
which was in my flesh,
uh-huh,
ye despised not,
nor
rejected,
but
received me as an angel of God,
even as
Christ Jesus.
Well, you really like this, you don't see. Look at it in Amplify. Look at it in the Message Bible.
Amplify.
Look at it in the Easy English. Look at it in the BBE.
Okay, Papa.
Let's go.
So 4:14 Amplify.
Yes. Oh, why the delay? Galatians 4, the 14. Yes, it's here.
So, and yet.
And yet.
Although my physical condition.
Was what?
Such a trial to you.
Uh-huh.
You did not regard it with contempt.
Or
scorn.
Or
loathe and reject me.
But.
You received me as an angel of God.
Even as.
Christ Jesus himself.
So, there was a physical condition. And what was this physical condition? Message Bible.
And don't you remember that even though taking in a sick guest was most troublesome for you?
So who was this sick guest? Paul.
Yes.
You chose to treat me
as well as you would have treated an angel of God.
As well as
you would have treated Jesus himself
if he had
visited you.
So he was sick. How was he sick?
Wow.
How did Paul get sick? He was not sick as a result of bad eating habits. It was not malaria as a result of mosquitoes biting him. No. But let's see why and how we know that it was this eye condition. Galatians chapter 6, verse 11.
So 6:11 says, ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand.
Let's read it in other versions. So when Paul, you know, very few times, many people do not understand why Paul was not scribing himself. Apart from the fact that these apostles had scribes, Paul was already lettered. And he had his signature. Paul had a way of writing. So anytime he wrote, his signature was there. What was the signature? He would write with large letters.
It says, now in these last sentences, I want to emphasize in the bold scrawls of my personal handwriting the immense importance of what I have written to you.
One version says that, you can see how I have written in capital letters. What will make a man write in capital letters? See with what letters, large letters, I'm writing with my own hand. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. All right. Somebody says, no. It was not blindness. It was not partial blindness. Okay, if it wasn't, what was it then? What was the sickness that Paul suffered when he visited the Galatians? It was an eye defect, people of God. Not because he was sick by a natural ailment, but because of an encounter.
So, Papa, there's the TPT version.
Read it.
I've written this letter to you with my own handwriting. See how large I have to make these letters.
He had a problem.
Wow.
Okay. So, we have seen who? Ezekiel. We've seen Daniel. We've seen John. We've seen Paul. Let's go and look at Zachariah. What happened to him in the book of Matthew? And the people waited for Zacharias
and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple.
And when he came out,
he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision.
Hold on. So these people understood. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the what? In the temple. For he beckoned unto them
and remained speechless.
Do you know what? Let's speak in our local parlance, so that you will interpret it in English.
Okay, Papa.
And pray, baby. Obi to me, who are there? E ya dia ye nim dia wo hodada. E nye se wo Bible munti o. Ne wo anwo ne guna no. Pray kope. Yesiye we hu samai.
You see, a bibia you know where did your children? A bia wokra, a bia to open. Hello? Who share bibi and not do the sum? And no pan out, yare uze, why you ye precupena fever at you? Say bia to pay. The Adan says, Sia, my young who say, dear, woho. Na memoane mayana ye bana sofono de bia encounter woso so wo di sa sofono ne chisa woso ko pe encounter sa encounter sofono de bia encounter de bia encounter ye nye careful anye sa obetumi anya yare yare e beto no obi ani wo obetumi asa sa yare no nkwa nda nyina.
Now a lot of times there's this phenomenon, it's quite common. People encounter things. They see things usually in the night hours, usually at dawn. And all of a sudden, they have this feeling of goosebumps. They have fever blisters. There's a physical effect in their bodies as a result of what they had encountered. This is not just as a result of what we are reading in scriptures. It's a phenomenon that happens in our everyday life. You probably watching us has experienced this once or a number of times. If you have, confirm it in the comment section so that everybody could know what you're going through. Now, the reason why this must be emphasized, the reason why we must make people know the after effect and the repercussions of such encounters is so that that pursuit of this age and of this generation to have divine encounters should be understood in totality. You are listening to a man of God who is emphasizing encounters. You have to understand that that very thing that you might be pursuing and seeking has its after effect. You might be plagued with a sickness, with a disease that you would have to live with for the rest of your life because it is a mark and it is a show of what you had encountered. Nobody could heal you or deliver you from it.
Ew.
It's a very scary, grave matter.
Enough from Nkodidi. As of where they be encounter. One kunyama ni awo. Untu minsa. This realm of encounters are necessary to be taken with precaution. And yes, sir. Nebe jaon. One sha. No one to me and church him. A big crown am encounter one bottom.
I was going to mention that I've been here. A number of cases that have been brought to here. You. I mean, you listen to the background stories and it wasn't anything devilish. It wasn't anyone trying to involve himself.
Somebody just shouted, high priest.
You a lot of these things, I mean, a great percentage of the cases that come on this mountain, mad people. He was in a prayer camp. He was in a meeting and then something took over him or her. And then
that why you need a man of God who is seasoned in that realm, in that arena. And yes, Obano, a bit can also for the rest of his life. You see, the danger is this. Say, Edano, blindness, you will live with it for the rest
of your life.
Edano, a friend say, paralysis. So in the matter of paralysis, we know Jacob. He had an encounter with an angel. And by the next morning, he now had become paralyzed. And the Bible says he lived with that paralysis for the rest of his life. Genesis 32:25
of Genesis. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. 27. And he said unto them, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou had power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
Onya, ye careful. Nyame bofo be yin we did ya chrew. Nyamom serade se onu yin we did the chrew. Anase bofo yin we did the chrew. Onka se fear not. Enu.
That's your salvation.
That is your salvation in all encounters. And you will be encountered. Na se encounter ni at the mara level, at the substantiated level. At the Roma, it takes substance. That's any how to say. No, nipani say. And yes, you didn't say come. No, tino. I'm far fear not. I'm no all normal. Obwa. You're in trim. Obwa. You're in so obwa. May keep you. Obisi we share Jesus. Yes, you ban in chain say. Or can asem naturally. Until I debia am kase. I am mutia encounters.
We have tried them.
Mutia niye. We have tried them that said that
found out they are that liars.
Omo boa. Wo si Yesu ba ni nche. Ene Yesu ba ni nche na ne dan ni bubu yi. Ene Yesu ba substance. Ene Yesu din is akan no. Ene one ka fear not. Ene na mo normal. Oboa. Wo ni encounter bia. It's a lie. It's not true.
Now, you would have to understand that spiritual processes and spiritual phenomena, like the man of God has explained, have certain repercussions and they have certain effects in the spirit. Now, we see scriptural entities. We see Jacob. We see Daniel. We see Ezekiel. We see John. We see how that... We see Paul. We see how Jacob. That as a result of the encounter that they had with God, they had with the divine, there was a physical effect on their bodies. Now, the man of God is making us understand the depth of these kind of encounters. They are the Mara level, the Hebrew word, one of the Hebrew words for that encounter. Now, you have to understand that at this level, whatever it is that is a spiritual phenomenon actually has a physical blend. So it shows forth in the physical, and that is how deep that encounter is supposed to be. Now, your security and your salvation in this kind of encounter is that that being you encounter, Jesus, God, should say to you, fear not. Now, this is an acid test. It's a litmus test for you to understand truth or lies in any encounter that anybody narrates. Because if one narrates an encounter and is speaking about an encounter that occurred on that level of Mara, where he says the Lord Jesus appeared to him, the Lord touched him, he speaks about physical evidences of buildings breaking, of all sorts of things, you will see the person narrating this event or this encounter without any physical effect in his body. He doesn't say in his encounter that the Lord Jesus or whoever told him, fear not. It is as simple as it is. That person is narrating lies. He didn't have an encounter.
Let's look at Genesis 32:32.
32:32 Genesis. Therefore, the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank.
Shrunk.
So it's like one leg shorter than the
shorter
other.
Shorter than the other.
Because instant of a divine encounter.
Paralysis. It's dangerous. Don't be running after encounters. Allow the Lord to be Lord in your life. Let him choose what he wants to do with you. You can desire for it, but be ready for the repercussions. Otherwise, you'll be shocked. Something can happen to you for the rest of your life. The danger of it is this. So the question is, what will happen to you if you have an encounter? What if it goes through your mind? And nobody is able to come through to minister, or now it becomes the mark of the encounter for the rest of your life.
To be mad. After all, there's the madness of the prophet.
Crazy for the rest of your life. You went seeking an encounter. Let's not, you see, the parallelism of whether it's God or is Satan
is not the case,
not
at
the case here
not
at
the
all.
Subject for discussion.
So it can be godly or ungodly, and a person can fall sick. So if you have a young boy who is coming and he's hyper in the things of God, you need to tell him, man,
calm down.
Slow down. Tobo kakra. Take it easy with God.
Be calming down.
Take it easy with God. I remember I was called to a campus situation of a certain young man. He was crying and waiting for an encounter. And was into deep fasting and would not drink or eat. Fifi, when we went, he was standing in his balcony and I had been told nobody could move him. You couldn't move him. He had become like a statue. And he had been there for about 5 to 6 hours watching outside like this. Charlie, Charlie, ja, 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 ja. Campus, final year, Unity Hall. I don't know if this young man might be watching me. A young man, I think I was on the 4th or 5th, should be on the second floor. A young man on the 4th floor had an encounter.
Fifi.
Papa.
The moment he enters his room, the being is in the room.
The particular being he
the
had
the
encounter.
The being will not leave. It was a godly angel. Aquano, Afrono, encounter an Afrono. The being is not done with his encounters. And do you know what happened, Fifi? I was now called that a certain young man is afraid to enter their room. He ran out of the room. And when they were, when they opened, hey!
Wow.
And do you know what happened? The being, Fifi, lingered in the room for close to 7 days. I was called. I know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I did? Papa. I now had to give him my bed.
To sleep on your
to
bed.
To sleep on my bed and go and interact with the being in the room. To bring the message that the being had brought. It was 7 days of discussion. To tell the guy, okay, well, since it should now have to become an intermediary.
Oh, so you the, had to interact with the being for that
him,
7 day period.
Sure. For him, go and speak. The guy couldn't sleep on his bed. So now I had to give him my bed. And the being was in the room. And he had to go. And the being would not leave because there was a message for him. And he had prayed and the being
that
had
he wants
come.
That message.
He needed something from the Lord. Na being napa. Na you see, being napa. Ugani. So, when I was open, encounter. Encounter about after the Ugani. Or call them one yohun. So now, in the interactions with the being, the message, I brought it. I said, okay, thank you. Whatever you came, you are dismissed. In the name of the Father, the Word, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the guy could now go to his room. When we opened the door for him, he was shaking. I said, only her occur. We went, I anointed his bed. He slept on his bed. I said, Robert, please stay with me here tonight. Me say, Shek. Obeda. 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 Encounters are dangerous. You need precaution. We are not exaggerating. We are telling you what can befall you in an encounter. So today, what are we saying? One of the signs of encounters is sickness. Or fainting is a sign of an encounter. And the interesting thing for me in all of these things is what Habakkuk says in Habakkuk chapter 3, the 3 to 5, 10 to 11, and the verse 16.
God came from Teman. And the Holy One.
Who is coming?
God.
God. We quote this verse of scripture. You don't know what the guy who was...
was talking about.
You don't know what he went through. We all quote it, right? And yes, God came from Teman. And the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens. And the earth was full of his praise. Wonderful. His brightness was as the light.
He had horns coming out of
Hold
his
on.
Hand.
Can you imagine you see a man? Horns are coming
out of his hand.
And there was the hiding of his power.
But I remember just to cut in one man of God in Ghana. I think we were at the Haven or Watershed. I don't remember so well. And he was talking about a prophet of God in Nigeria. I said, that prophet is a devil. I remember when I came to show you the video. And then he said that, why is he? He said he was watching him on TV. Then all of a sudden he saw horns.
He saw horns.
And I remember then you opened the scripture and showed me that, so God himself is a devil. If you are using the fact that horns were coming out as a judgment of the fact that he's evil or he's of God.
Carry on, verse 5. Before him
went the pestilence and burning coals went forth at his feet. The mountains saw thee and they trembled.
Mountains were afraid.
The overflowing of the water passed by.
The deep
uttered his voice
and
lifted up his hands on high.
The waters were even scared.
The sun and moon stood still in their
sun
habitation.
And moon ran away.
At the light of thine arrows they went,
and
at the shining of thy glittering spear.
Read on.
When I heard,
Kai,
my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones.
Do you know rottenness in your bones? Do you know what that is?
Oh, no.
Cancer. You can have an encounter and have cancer. Let's take these things that we are talking about serious.
God have mercy.
I don't know how much more I can say this. And that is how come I keep saying, I'm not touching any nation. That's how come I keep telling you guys, when that wave was coming from, I told you guys must be very careful with what you're dealing with. Because it was a wave, and it was like, it was coming like that.
That was our validation.
That was their validation. And they were using it to validate, and I could tell that these my sons. I said, you guys must be careful. The way these people are talking about, and they are making up their stories. You people, because the way they are sounding the story, you jam the story and it's not, no, something is not right. But if you go after somebody's made up story, you might have a real encounter.
A real encounters have what they come with.
And are you ready for it? You feel like, but they didn't say this to us.
It's either they were lying or they held half truth. More inclined towards the fact that it wasn't that deep.
What we finish with this, we'll read it amplified in the message.
Okay. So when I heard, my belly trembled.
Mm-hmm.
My lips quivered at the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Rottenness entered into my bones,
mm-hmm.
and I trembled in myself,
mm-hmm.
that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops.
Verse 16 alone in all versions that we are talking about.
When I heard it, my stomach did flip.
Hold on.
I can't walk.
Ube to me in your encounter.
At once,
Ube, you at once. With your body. We have a show, my own name now. Fifi, you go fit get, let's speak a little bit. You go fit get encounter me. You go wake up, you mess.
Oh, God.
Ube, no, pure tomu nina se. Encounter.
No, but even in the natural course of things, like when an extreme fear hits you, when something, these things just come as a result.
When I heard it, my stomach did flips.
I stammered and started. My bones turned to water.
What will make a person's bone become water? I staggered and stumbled. I sat back and wait for doomsday to descend on our attackers. Let's read it in Amplified.
And I heard, and my whole inner self trembled. My lips quivered at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones and under me,
down to my feet.
I tremble.
I
will wait quietly for the day of trouble and distress when they shall come apart against my people.
Eji, on the other way, I open encounter me. Come for encounter the man.
I recommend to you encounters with the divine.
Hey, Radia, encounter. Give me an encounter. Why are you ready? So why is it that as we speak of all of the... Why is it that They speak of all these encounters, but I rarely find, because the depth of the stories demands a certain kind of impact on their bodies.
But
if the story as it is said is the way it is, then where are the effects in their bodies?
I listened and my heart was afraid.
My
lips shook at the sound.
My
bones began to fall into pieces.
Crack.
My legs will not stop moving. Oh, Jesus.
I think we've had enough today. It's enough advice. Yes, it is. And please, I am not speaking of things that are only written. I'm speaking of things that I first saw as I was in secondary school. I've experienced it myself. And many will bear witness. Are there stories that are coming online?
But I'm trying to go through and then. My knees started exhibiting some form of psychiatric conditions after attending a service that we ended. She ended up in a psychiatric hospital. Now, she's on medication for the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life.
Shalom, Papa, I had an encounter that left me astonished for almost one academic term. I couldn't even share the encounter. I wanted to share, but my mouth would just not allow it.
3 months.
So very few people talk about precautions one must take when seeking godly encounters. Okay, so Aziz is saying, I remember, take me to Pastor Obed. I want to go to that man.
He's recounting
somebody's event.
And that left, the lady is still having bits of the stains of that encounter. Left her 1 year. Yes. 1 year in astonishment. Do you remember? 1 year of astonishment. One whole year. One whole year of astonishment. She will not recover from the astonishment for 1 year because she had an encounter. And she was brought to me.
Pastor David is confirming what you spoke about. He says, remember very well, Papa. A same way, we didn't know what to do. Confused and scared.
How do you take
what is happening to our father? Then he says, we had to keep some good distance before we get down to.
Imagine you are in church, I'm preaching, and all of a sudden, I hit a certain frequency. I can't talk again. You're all watching. And, oh, my God.
God have mercy. He says, even when you are nervous and your stomach flips more, imagine seeing a being with horns coming out of him. You would experience what Papa is seeing. Someone says, I'll run 100 meters if he sees that.
Let me share something with you. I remember this was my third encounter in heaven. I appear in heaven and I found a being that had a head in his chest. It was the sweetest moment, the sweetest things I've heard. The head was in the chest. Only three say, a training free, huh? Only say, oh, corn, I say. Oh, corn, a sea chest, no, say. But on any day, no, I say.
Oh, okay. So the neck projects from the chest. That way.
And instantly, when I said, fear not, and sat calm, keep, Charlie.
Is there fear not, no work here, Anna?
Like, you don't decide fear not. If you be now, no, or no, or be on my or bad, no one
found.
On calm down, or no, yeah, is your mama why you are my own or cop. He won't come and calm you down. You need to be translating to the English. You are caught up in there.
Now, I was asking the man of God because he's narrated two encounters where he met certain beings and then he had that fear not, like I spoke about when the man of God said that your salvation and your security in all of this is when that being tells you to fear not. So we see that example in the book of John. Now, we also see other encounters as we read. There was no fear not for Jacob. There was no fear not for Paul. And they had physical repercussions that they had to
Paul,
live
Jesus
with.
Jesus told him it's dangerous.
It's dangerous to kick against the pricks. Now, so I was asking the man of God, and he said, it is the decision of the being. You don't determine what happens in that encounter.
No.
So you have to know and be ready for all what is takes. Possible when you have that encounter. I just saw a message from someone. He says, I saw something in the night, and I was speechless. The next morning, there was this small rashes on my mouth, so you had fever blisters.
Yes.
My grandmother had to pray
quickly
and give an egg. To eat the following morning before I regained my strength. He says, it's deep. I thought I'm not spiritual enough because I have never had an encounter. With all these testimonials people have given about encounters, encounters can be dangerous.
It can be
messy.
It can be deadly.
Now, Benjamin Bio says that what you're saying is clearly true. I had an encounter with our Lord Jesus and blood was oozing out of my nose.
Kai.
Now, but I just
best will be a pilot.
Oh, Jesus. But about what this scriptural revelation just backed up with all this practical experience is doing two things. Number one, it's making us understand that you can be pursuing what is not in ignorance.
Yes, you don't know what's at stake.
You don't know what's at stake. Number two, it's making me decipher a lot of things that I've heard.
Okay.
Decipher a lot of things that I've heard.
Okay.
I realize that so now.
And then you're wearing your VP.
He's a key now.
And go for one in some normal can and you grow. Now you're careful.
Wow.
Papa, you they said this no be true. If you no be true, you no be true. Forget, forget. Then they lie. Then they make up stories. They won't hype themselves. Forget, forget. It no be true. Why it no be true? Mm. This conversation between myself. It no be true, it no be true. The party said. Where the party they walk there like that? Forget, forget, forget. Anyway, the Bible says let one prophesy and let another judge.
Judge.
That's all that we're doing with the word of God. We are not refraining. We are not making fun of encounters. But please, don't make up stories of encounters because you'll be judged for that.
Mm.
And if you did, relate whatever you saw and let us judge whatever you claim you have had. But my message to us is that don't be outstruck because somebody's relating the encounter. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Remember last week I taught you, what is the end? So what? So this and that.
What's the work?
What's the work? What is the word that you receive? That's what we are waiting for. And then in the end, what happened to you? Because the depths of the encounter can never leave you without any reaction in your body. If it's light, visions, and that's fine. But if you are really having deep encounters, then throughout scripture, check it. People didn't just go scot-free. We can't speak, man. We'll talk later.
But I just want to come in and speak about my new favorite book, The Ontology of Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. Now, we are speaking about the spirit realm. We are speaking about encounters. We are speaking about the repercussions of encounters. And you need to have your hand held through these experiences. Now, as the man of God has narrated, with the various things that we've been going through in the previous weeks, how to even know that there's a divine presence? How to even know that at a certain point in time, at a certain moment in eternity, you are experiencing the divine and God is trying to communicate with you? Now, you have to understand that with all this that we are speaking about with encounters, the man of God is speaking about his experiences, like we are seeing in the experience of John. We are seeing how that divine being he had an encounter with, he told him, fear not. The man of God has narrated his personal experiences. Now, you too could be guided in this vast realm of the spirit.
Yes.
You too can have your hand held. Now, it might not be directly through having Pastor Obed speak to you every time. That is how come he has penned down this exhaustive material, The Ontology of Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. Now, this book will hold your hand, guide you through the spirit realm. Now, as the title suggests, Spirit Guides, Guardian Angels. You probably have heard Guardian Angels. You probably have a problem with hearing Spirit Guides. But that is why you need to get this book. For the numbers that are always displayed on your screen, you can contact our offices and place an order either for the hard copy or for the soft copy of this book. And this book will hold your hand, will take you through step-by-step processes of how to navigate the spirit realm and makes it very easy for you to comprehend and experience on your own. You want to make sure if you do not have this book already, you want to place an order to the numbers that are displayed on your screen. Call, send us an email. Let us know that you want a copy of this book. Anywhere there's a CCI network in Ghana, you could have a copy of this book. You can buy the soft copy. You can have it on your Kindle. Anywhere. Spirit Guides, Guardian Angels. The Ontology of Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. I recommend this book as Daddy is your guide through this book. And your experience in the spirit realm will not come as one with casualties, but as one with victories of experience. Make sure you place your order for this book. I know your life will never be the same again.
God bless you so much, Musha Ifi. That was great recommendation over there. And I would want everybody, if you don't have a copy of that book, make sure you get it. There are snippets of what we are talking about in there. your life surely will never be the same. It's time to give your offering. It's time to seal the message that you have heard. It's time to say, if you've sown unto me spiritual things, I'm also sowing back my carnal things. And I believe that you've been blessed. I believe that you're growing by the day. By the topics that we're sharing on Breakthrough Morning Devotion, we have been talking about the marks of divine presence. And today we spoke about the mark of a divine presence, which is a dangerous mark, sickness. Casualties. May the grace of God keep you through. I can't say that may God take you out. I don't know how I'm going to pray that. May God take you out of casualties in encounters. But rather, I'd rather pray that may God show mercy on you and keep you through out all your encounters. And may heavenly beings that come in mercy in attending to you. And so just send in the offering. And I stretch forth my hand right now. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That as you sow into this, you are blessed beyond measure. And I pray that whatever you sow, you reap. And may the God who cannot be mocked, who is your God and my God, bring back a mighty harvest beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus, I call it done. Amen.
Amen. But just a few messages, still confirmations. Someone says, I remember back in secondary school, ISU president had an encounter and ran out of the auditorium while he was preaching. He almost went mad. Today, he's a pastor in the Church of Pentecost. Well, this teaching is so powerful. I have always felt somewhat jealous when I hear other evangelicals talk about their supernatural encounters. Thank God I'm hearing this teaching.
Amen.
Now, I was praying around 2 p.m. while in SHS just to see something. What I saw affected my academics. I was not able to concentrate in class. It was angelic, but the spirit in the school came to warn me. He says, I mostly sleep whilst in class. Before that, my concentration was very high. But after that encounter, I don't know where sleep came from. This one is sounding some way, but I'll leave it to Daddy to speak about. I've started reading this book. When Daddy started teaching on the divine presence and angels, I've been having a hard time recently. But one night after praying and laying in bed with tears, I felt a hand on my arm, but it was a cold breeze. And when I said, don't let me go, the cold breeze that felt like hands became tighter. I knew it was an angel because of what Daddy taught us earlier. You are called Hebrew Roots. Okay, I have read this book and it's refreshing and impactful. I encourage everyone to get this book.
Wonderful. Wonderful. But it's been a riveting time.
So I mean, it's a caution, but it's an exciting caution.
Exactly.
I mean, there are people who like danger. So this thing that you are saying is not going to scare some people.
No, they will rather go for it.
They'll rather go for it. But I think that the holistic nature of it, for me, bringing out the prominent scriptural figures, then again coupling it with your personal experiences and then the experiences that
of others
that you have seen in your ministry, brings the practical aspect of it and makes us know that it's a whole total subject.
Yes.
You are not dealing with something that is just excitement. It's like entering into a gamble. There's the excitement where you hear about how somebody
won.
Would, like, let me use your classic example as a trader. You would mention that if you want to educate anybody with this,
the person has to understand
the full spectrum of what happens. And that's what we are experiencing here. And Papa, God bless you so much.
Amen.
I wish this series will even go on into next year. But it's just been very revelatory.
Amen.
Very instructing.
Amen. And
God bless you. I can't say that
God
enough.
Bless you, Missionary Fee. God bless you all who are watching in TV World.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truth for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obedobing a Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.